Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fear. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling and speak with the man in the street. Calling and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome back once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 9, Verse 44. And that N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944 phone number. If you're sending music, send it MP3 format or commercials to MP3 format. Send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. I'm giving you three quick disclaimers so you'll know what's getting ready to happen. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back and press one. Now, I need to give you three, well, actually, I need to give you a whole bunch of commercials. It's going to be three, but never mind. Let me just get these out of the way, because I can't. Common Sense Radio is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERD 1490 a.m. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. And also Twitter of Hip Hop Workshop 2. That's Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. The Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You could Facebook Joseph Motley Jr., period. Facebook Kit and Angelica. Facebook HH Workshop Records. You can Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. You can go online to the website of www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesday at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com, right before the 6 p.m. Queens Court. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook, Alfred Porter JR period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube is Miss Commentary, M-I-S-S Commentary, all together, and then you space and put Cleveland. A few things I need to get into, but before I do, I need to, because I won't do it, because I forget to do it. So I'm giving you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, me actress. Number 9, moving up, O period, X period, E period. Ox the Conqueror. Number 8, debuting, put himself in a power position, Eric Magnus. Number 7, moving up, Mr. Take a Flick. Number 6, debuting, I Am Piranha with Boston. There's a bitch on YouTube from Piranha, I Am Piranha, rather, with Boss Bitch. Anyway, number 5, moving up, BWE. Number 4, moving up, HTS with No Time to Sleep on YouTube. Right now, if you want to find HTS, you can find the No Time to Sleep music video on YouTube on the GMS Hood Famous TV page with over 1,400 views on that. A new video about to be released featuring Ronnie B, The Unforgiven, Sheriff Kilroy, Rich Carlisle, and the incredible soulful R&B sounds of Rich Lucky. Number 3, moving up, Joseph P. Motley Jr. He took the biggest jump with the YouTube page with the Nelson Mandela song for Black House Sound, Grown Man Anthem with Sheriff Kilroy. Number 2, moving up, the Facebook page of Kyah Dog Crew Page, C-U-Y-H-D-O-G Crew Page. Why? Well, over 15,000 views of the preview song, there it is, Dog Nation. And number 1, moving up, you can find on Facebook the anniversary rally of 137 Shots Cleveland Police. More on that in just a little while. Before I do anything else, let me at least pay tribute where tribute supposed to be. I know I need to let people know, because if I don't do it, I won't say it. And if I don't say it, then there's always a problem. And it's the truth. It would always be a problem because I didn't do the job I'm supposed to do. So I'm going to at least start things out. Who didn't want to at least touch this one? But I had to. MC Chill said it the best when he said he was flying Cleveland's hip-hop flag at half-staff. We lost another king, MC Banks, Clarence MC Banks Booker of the Electric Crew, E-L-E-C-T-R-I-K Crew. Rest in peace, rest in heaven. Working with DJ Cochise, Cleveland Hip Hop Nation, please recognize y'all just lost a true OG from our early days. Respect the architects, MC Banks, who we definitely lost. He's known as an excellent barber as well. Electric Crew. There's a photo that MC Chill put out, which featured Daryl B., Dr. T, and MC Banks. And he hit us with that freeze to frost. So that's definitely who he lost. I also want to take the time out, because if I don't say it, it might get ignored. Over the weekend, start at home, and then you can look out and about and say we lost Dave Prowse. Now, D-A-V P-R-O-W-S-E, he was an actor who passed at the age of 85. Now, there are a lot of people who say, who the hell is that? Well, for those who don't know, Dave Prowse, he was the actor who played Darth Vader. Now, a British weightlifter turned actor who played Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy. He was 85. He had a short illness. He was in England and weightlifting at the Commonwealth Games in the 1950s before breaking into the movies. In the 1970s, director George Lucas asked the 6'6" actor to audition for the villainous Vader or the Wookiee Chewbacca in Star Wars. Now, George Lucas asked him to choose, and Prowse later told the BBC, which is, of course, the British news network, he told them he chose Darth Vader because you always remember the bad guys. And physically, Prowse was perfect for the part. His lifting English West Country accent was considered less ideal, but the lines were re-recorded by James Earl Jones. So James Earl Jones' voice was what was re-recorded and used for the role of Darth Vader. So I had to throw that out there to let you know two of the people that we lost. I also want to at least thank everybody and say that I'm hoping and pray that you all had a very, very safe Thanksgiving holiday, whether people celebrate it or not. I'm just hoping and praying that it's safe and that it was safe for you. Before I go to the 440-830 number, I want to at least stop and say thank you for tuning in once again. The anniversary rally, if you're looking for it, on Facebook, anniversary rally, 137 shots, Cleveland Police. Channel 3 came out for that. Channel 8 came out for that. Excellent coverage. Eastside Daily News. Kathy Ray Coleman, Imperial Women's Coalition, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Brother Art McCoy, Man in the Street. We were the main ones that the creator allowed to make sure we never forgot. Like I say, some of those who were there happened to be Stop Mass Incarceration, Refuse Fascism, Precinct Committeeman to Wayne McGee, City Council Ernest L. Smith, of East Cleveland, East Cleveland's Daniel Martin, City Council, Kevin Conwell from Cleveland City Council, Dr. Rice from the East Cleveland School Board, Brickhouse Wellness, Motorcycle Clubs. I would like to also thank Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network. I was presented with a very, very blessed piece by them at the rally that came for my standing up for them. The Palestinian community gave me a beautiful scarf that's just beautiful. That's all I can say. My brother and everything, GMS Shakespeare, Black House Sound Open Mic, Republicans, Democrats, Black Man's Army, Brother DJ Dollar Rock for the Hip Hop Workshop. A lot of different people showed up for that, and it let people know we refuse to forget. We even heard from families who had lost their loved ones due to police violence. This Commentary Cleveland YouTube page, and I also definitely want to thank Danielle, who made sure I did my very best and came with the right attitude and mind frame for an event like that. But there's a 440 area code with an 830 who's calling. So let's check on this 440 with the 830. How you doing out there?
Wow, Brother Al, dang, you made me feel bad that I wasn't able to show up. I just got the info and stuff like that. And I was already, you know, at work and stuff like that, you know. So, how you doing? This is Major Taps. Rest in power to Tim Melissa. I see her brother a lot, her older brother a lot and stuff like that. So shout out to him and stuff. Me and him always had deep conversations and stuff, you know. It's a nice thing that a lot, like, the news channels came out there because, like, this information never really made headlines with CNN or anything like that. You know, only thing you heard about was the Mike Brown situation. There was more situations going on even before the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Though on another note, I'm also on here to ask people to show some support as far as with he's been a mentor in Cleveland for many years. I'm sure you know this guy's name. Awesome martial arts instructor, Brother Ken Ferguson.
Right.
Right now he's been battling a battle with cancer, and he's a tough guy. You know, he needs a surgery to get did to help him, you know, on his recovery. I was able to see the message on Facebook
right.
the other day. And a guy that trained up under him was asking for people to send money to help contribute to his GoFundMe. He has a GoFundMe page. I'm not sure on the GoFundMe. Next week I can get back on and let people know. Though until then, I can give you the location where you can just stop at his location because. His location is on Lee Harvard Shopping Center.
Yes.
And right there now, the address is 401 Lee Road, in his room B4, Cleveland, Ohio. The number you can reach them at is 216-662-3333. I believe it's a 4105 zip code. Yeah, it's a 4105 zip code. My apologies if I'm wrong. No, it is a 44128 zip code. So the address is 401 Lee Road, room B4, Cleveland, Ohio, 44128. And I'm just asking people just to stop in and give a donation to help, you know, this brother, you know what I'm saying, back to his recovery because he's done a lot for the youth in the community. As a matter of fact, he was a mentor to me. So I ask that just people just, you know, just show some support and stuff like that, you know. Mr. Ferguson, Mr. Ken Ferguson, so everybody just come out and, you know, show some support for Mr. Ferguson because he's done a lot for our community and everything, and he's one of the Aboriginal leaders that have done things, you know. So, so hang in there, Mr. Ferguson. We got you. You know, your students got you. So besides that, I would like everybody on December 15th to come out also on December 15th to Kipling Ave to check out, you know, a free concert. And we're going to be going live on this. It's going to be on Facebook and possibly YouTube. We're doing a food drive.
Okay.
Yeah, food drive, so people come out and bring some canned goods. Don't got to be canned goods. Bring something, like make a dish or something. I mean, so just bring something that can help out people that's in need, you know what I'm saying, that don't have food in their mouths, you know what I'm saying, this season. It's getting cold out here. People don't have places to stay. The least we can do is supply them food. So come on out. And like I said, I mentioned on my Facebook, that the first 50 people that show out, please don't come out going out. the first 50 people that show up will get a cash prize reward. I'm not telling how much, though you will receive something and, you know what I'm saying, and giving, you know. So, and then you get a chance to check out a nice concert. And along with that, we're going to have free meals there, you know, so people can come to Kipling Ave, or they could just watch it live from their home. you know.
Okay, what time is all that?
This is 7 o'clock.
Okay,
7 o'clock.
That's good.
Well, I mean, doors open up at like 6 o'clock, but we're gonna start the whole. We're gonna start the whole event at 7 o'clock.
Okay, got you. The Hunger is Woke concert.
Yep, this is Major Tass from Proprietor ENT, and also check out Almighty FX. Check out his mixtape on the YouTube right now. That's free for the public to hear, just to get a listen here. What talent's going around in Cleveland, you know, the decent talent's going around. And like I said, y'all, if people can just, you know, send show some support for Mr. Ken Ferguson. Like I said, the address is 401 The Road, Room Before Cleveland, Ohio, 44128. And the location for the concert on December 15th is going to be at 15415 Kipling Ave, Cleveland, Ohio. So, thanks. Looking forward to seeing everybody here.
No problem. And we look forward to hearing more about that, at least at this coming Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, which will be this coming Wednesday, same location at 7:30 p.m. We look forward to definitely hearing from you, brother.
All right, now, I appreciate it.
And we appreciate you. Thank you very much. And, hey, that right there is my brother who just called in, M-A-I-T-E-R Taps. So if you're looking for him, that's Major Taps. And I like the fact that he spells his name so that people can definitely find him as one of a kind, the Almighty FX. That particular 2020 Vision compilation is on point already. So it's going to be an excellent, excellent concert. Some people can at least find it online. If you look at your Facebook, the Feed the Hunger and Stay Woke concert, basically speaking, the Feed the Hunger and Stay Woke food drive. Live performances from Major Tass and Almighty FX. First 50 people that bring in food and canned goods will receive cash prize. Now, I'll tell you something right now. I appreciate Proprietor ENT for being ahead of the curve on that. Since the Browns are like 8-3, and I did call out the name of the Kaya Dog Crew page on Facebook, I will be back shortly. There's the new version that's making its rounds, but right now I like the old version still. But the remix version is definitely making its rounds. But let's play this.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Brown Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-volt. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David Nosu about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at?
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The sea town light, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownie. Bought that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Swab Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on. Chiefs better hold on to they feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, so sobered on. Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long.
Put it live on your iPhone. A message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell, that's my homie though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randall and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch the interception. We the greatest on the field, all you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneers fans. We gon' take it to your grill, Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley. Surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. Shout out to Big Dog Exec. Big Dog Exec, like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment, Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Legendary Mike Calhoun. The legendary Daz Band doing that particular guitar riff on there as well. And everyone, hey, for those who don't, hey, I'll still send a prayer out for you. And for those who do pray, at least be careful in the upcoming winter storm that is happening. And be careful at all times. I want to at least find one thing that showed up. Yeah, I might as well take a look at certain news stories as ClevelandUrbanNews.com. Cleveland activists object to the illegal delay in jury trials in felony criminal cases by common pleas judges without a defendant's consent as an unconstitutional and statutory violation of speedy trial rights regardless of the corona's pandemic. The coronavirus pandemic. Activists call for Chief Common Pleas Judge Brendan Shin to step down for misusing his role in this instance, said activist Alfred Porter Jr., president of Black on Black Crime, Inc. Cleveland activist Kathy Ray Coleman said that until the Sixth Amendment and Ohio law are amended to strip blacks and others of their constitutional and statutory right to a speedy jury trial, or there is some case law from an appeals court or a rule that permits an involuntary waiver of a timely jury trial during a pandemic, community activists call on the judges to reverse the legal vote taken, which was last Monday, to deny people timely jury trials and thus speedy trials. That's in ClevelandUrbanNews.com and Kathy Ray Coleman, OnlineNewsBlog.com. In other words, the judge took it upon himself to say, hey, we're going to just go ahead and postpone till January, instead of saying, wait a minute, let's see what the law of the land, which would be the state Supreme Court, says. And that hasn't been done yet. So, of course, until the Sixth Amendment and Ohio law are amended, is this to strip blacks and others of their constitutional and statutory right to a speedy jury trial, or there is some case law from an appeals court or rule that permits an involuntary waiver of a timely jury? I mean, we don't have our rights to do that. It was passed away on a local level from Chief Common Pleas Judge Brendan Sheehan, and that's why activist Al Porter, Man in the Street, president of Black on Black Crime, said that this man needs to step down for misusing his role in this instance. My thing is, mean what you say what you mean, and at least have some idea of what you're talking about. Before I take my next break, I would also like to just point out, yes, I know, don't tell me that there's no pandemic. I know there's a pandemic, but you have to watch when sister forces might react on that to strip a lot of extra things down. As the United States Supreme Court ruled that New York's governor's coronavirus restrictions on churches were unconstitutional, setting the stage for similar rulings in inferior courts, including in Ohio, where coronavirus restrictions issued by a GOP governor are under scrutiny, including since Mike DeWine is Republican by some in his own Republican Party. So, again, the United States Supreme Court on the past Wednesday barred New York Governor Andrew Cuomo from enforcing restrictions on the number of people attending church and synagogue services designed to slow the coronavirus pandemic, ruling 5-4 that the restrictions are unconstitutional and violate the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. So, in other words, before the ruling, religious venues in New York were at times limited to 10 people in red zones and 25 people in purple zones. But then again, if you say, hey, this is a creator-driven thing, and we're going by what the creator says, that right there is like, 10-foot ladder. And then going back to the earlier story, it's only a 14-foot step ladder that let people know that, led by presiding and administrative judge Brendan Sheehan, we're coming back to a local level, that Judge Brendan Sheehan, the 34 judges of the Cuyahoga County Court of Common Pleas General Division bench in Cleveland, Ohio, arbitrarily voted last Monday to strip applicable black and other defendants of their statutory and constitutional right to a speedy trial by delaying criminal and civil jury trials until January 19th without the consent of the applicable criminal defendant or his or her defense attorney, the second time they have done such a thing in recent weeks. So, in other words, there's a lot going on. Be very aware. I'm having a good time, so since I'm having a good time, I'm going to at least, I haven't played this for a little while, but you know they would tell me that, to blindly go along with what everybody says, instead of taking precautions to be healthy, but to blindly go along with what everybody is saying, and that is definitely not what we are going to advocate for. It's always free thinking and prove all things. See, if you prove certain things, you'll always win your argument, because you won't even have to argue with a fool who doesn't know, because you've proven certain things. And the people who told me not to prove certain things, I ain't listen to them. I got to play this from Cleveland Conscious Rap, Volume 2, Joseph P. Botley Jr., his solo joint on there. I ain't listening.
Cause they learning it. For every life when it ain't, now it's over with. for baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Joseph Motley Senior, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy out here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back though. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they
say, they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a currency.
And let's see, just some other news that you might have heard. The State Supreme Court of Pennsylvania, they rejected the lawsuit challenging the election in a unanimous decision throughout the order, and I think that's Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's Pennsylvania's highest court on Saturday night throughout a lower court's order, preventing the state from certifying dozens of contests on its November 3rd election ballot in the latest, one of the latest lawsuits filed by the Republicans attempting to thwart President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the battleground state. So that's one of the things that, or I would say the latest salvos that has happened to come out of everything. For those who might have also missed the other thing that happened recently, you might want to check out 60 Minutes. It was a very, very interesting 60 Minutes. As in his first interview after President Trump fired him from his post, leading the Department of Homeland Security effort to help secure the election, Christopher Krebs, K-R-E-B-S, Christopher Krebs reaffirmed on Sunday, just last night, that there was no evidence of voter fraud and the integrity of the election had not been compromised. He said there's no foreign power that is flipping votes. There's no domestic actor flipping votes. I did it right. We did it right, which is what Krebs told CBS News' Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes. This was a secure election, as Trump vehemently disagreed. Turned into his Twitter feed like late Sunday to at least he just bashed Krebs in the news program and reassert his unfounded claims that the election he lost was probably our least secured ever. Again, for those who haven't seen it, I would just say look up 60 Minutes. Look up K-R-E-B-S. You don't even have to put in Christopher Krebs, but if you do, it is Christopher with the C. That's all I can say. And that is the fact that Krebs was fired and fell out of Trump's good graces earlier this month when CISA released a joint statement with the Coordinating Council of state and local federal government entities in charge of protecting elections that rejected the president's claims and called the election the most secure in American history. Krebs, 5 days later, on November 17th, like many other government officials over the past 4 years, learned he was terminated from one of the president's tweets. And the thing is, Krebs is Republican. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to at least move from this particular news story and leave it right where it is. I thank you all for tuning into this program. With the little time that I have left, I might be able to throw on one of my favorite Emacs joints. I Am Not a Rapper. From the 3342 music label, I Am Not a Rapper.
3342. 3342. Not a rapper, I'm on like a preacher, and I got a message that I will surely reach you with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, even open my eyes. I just make this beat so I can wake up on the middle, get up out the street, and feed my kids with better meal. Who better than me? I'm my own record here, so I turn up the heat to make it happen for real. Around the clock, cooking up another hit, I came up with a few, but I'ma light it up with this so you know what to do. Go ahead and visit our website, and then just download it. When it's on the best and best way, cause you already like it. It's so exciting and it makes you get excited. Don't try to fight it cause I did copyright it. I'm not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I am not a rapper, I'm more like a preacher. And I got a message that I hope will surely reach it with my hands to the sky. I thank the creator for another day in life, and then open my eyes. I
And that's from that www.3342music.com. My thing is, before I do leave out of here, like I say, what's going on from ClevelandUrbanNews.com, as tip foot step ladder, but don't get it twisted because it's going to be a lot of other lawsuits coming forward as the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday barred New York Governor Andrew Cuomo from enforcing restrictions on the number of people attending church and synagogue services in a 5-4 ruling that said the restrictions are unconstitutional and violate the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. Very interested on that one. And then, of course, on a local level, 14-foot stepladder, where Cleveland activists objected to the illegal delay in jury trials and felony criminal cases by common pleas judges without a defendant's consent as an unconstitutional and statutory violation of speedy trial rights. Regardless of the coronavirus, activists called for Chief Common Pleas Judge Brendan Sheehan to step down for misusing his role in this instance, said activist Alfred Porter Jr., president of Black on Black Crime, Inc. And, of course, Cleveland activist Kathy Ray Coleman said that until the Sixth Amendment and Ohio law are amended to strip blacks and others of their constitutional and statutory right to a speedy jury trial, or there is some case law from an appeals court or a rule that permits an involuntary waiver of a timely jury trial during a pandemic, community activists called on the judges to reverse the illegal vote taken on Monday to deny people timely jury trials and thus speedy trials. And basically speaking, it's saying a lot, but basically speaking, all it says is that led by presiding and administrative judge Brendan Sheehan, S-H-E-E-H-A-N, the 34 judges of Cuyahoga County Court of Common Pleas General Division bench in Cleveland, Ohio, arbitrarily voted on Monday to strip applicable black and other defendants of their statutory and constitutional rights to a speedy trial by delaying criminal and civil jury trials until January 19th without the consent of the applicable criminal defendant or his or her defense attorney. And that's the second time they have done such a thing in recent weeks. And that happened. Boom. Giving you certain things that you need to know about what might be happening in your own region so you won't be kept, you know, out of nowhere and hit with some things to say, I didn't know this was happening. We talked about one event earlier. If I'm not mistaken, we had to talked about the Feed the Hunger and State Woke concert, which is on Facebook under the events. We also need to take a look at the fact that we have on Facebook under the events, December 19th, Saturday, December 19th, 2020, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's the end of the year concert, Game Night Spotlight on various artists, and it's being held at the Nash Slovenian National Home. The Nash, the Slovenian National Home on East 80th, 44105. That's 44105, Slavic Village, Cleveland, Ohio. Is the bowling game night as planned by Black on Black Crime Inc.'s member, Miss Commentary Cleveland, you too, as assisted by Al Porter Jr. to provide a year-end entertainment for families to get together and enjoy themselves, as we aren't putting a price on it. So any donation is good because we are all struggling during these critical times. So those are some of the things that are happening. I like when I get a lot of things out off of my system and over and done. It makes me feel good because I basically, big word, exasperated a lot of information that was going to be given. So it gives me a time enough to just chill back and maybe play a song, two, three. Who knows? I'll be right back.
I walk alone, I stand alone. 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 I walk alone, I walk alone. Stand alone, like Mitt Romney, I'm in my zone. I'm conservative, Republican, not a follower. I set my trend on my Romney. I live by faith, creator's got me, covered by grace. Utah may be the home of Mitt. 216 zone is where I spit. I'm the AM, alpha male, in fact. I'm a grown man, that's how I rap. You ain't in my lane, hold up, listen. I lost my job due to activism. Jewish owner had jealousy, got mad at me, cause I'm on TV. You can't use cash to try and break me. Y'all money hungry, that's how you fake me. In my Romney zone, you can bring it on. I can stand the heat, just sing along. I stand alone, I walk alone. 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 Stand alone, stand alone, stand alone, stand alone.
HJS Music.
Stand alone.
3342.
Stand alone.
Grace Communion.
Stand
at
alone.
The front stage. Severance Center.
Alone.
Pastor Tamar Gray.
Stand alone.
Friends Fellowship Bible Church.
Stand alone.
17325 Euclid Avenue,
alone.
Queens. 2190 at Chandler
alone.
Park Building. Pastor Wiggins.
Stand alone.
AME.
Stand
Rock.
Alone.
Pastor Reed.
Stand
154
alone.
Kipling Avenue.
Stand
Community
alone.
Ministry. Pastor
stand
Hare.
Alone.
15415 Kipling Avenue.
Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone. Stand alone.
Now, because he produced that particular track, HGS produced that song, which became the second single off of long-awaited Detox CD, but let's not get it twisted. HJS is a tight lyricist himself. So with that being said, let's play something that's produced and MC'd by HJS, the song Always. And for those emaxxradio@gmail.com. That's emaxxradio@gmail.com. Let's go.
Switching gears every time I hear the phone ring. If there's some business to get, I got to go and get it. But if it's wasting my time, then I ain't fucking with it. Too many years I'm past with me taking L's like breath. So if it ain't to the best, then push that shit to the left, I guess. Then maybe it's the pressures of time that make me jump about the bed and continue to grind. The stress of being broke is just too much to bear. So I make sure to stay the fuck from there. Real clear, that's how I'm thinking. Bullshit is thinking. Titanic dreams, but that motherfucker's thinking. Speaking from the heart, many false starts, but I know the reason for the off. It's the truest shit you only get from the bottom end. Plug me in and watch this fat nigga get a win. Volume 10, because I just can't stop. 20 million different styles, but it's all hip hop. So I do my part, maintaining the game. Drop some knowledge on the loop when expanding your brain. I'm digging deep into the soul as I roll right here. Crystal clear, no fear, pimping. This is the year, yeah, yeah. Cause HAS is finally in the zone. And when I'm gone, I'm gone.
Call my personal phone line while I'm live on the radio. And infamous shout out, Ernest Smith. Did you call my personal phone line while I'm live on the radio? Anyway, you got your infamous shout outs. I'm having fun. Month of years. Hey, let's link up and look out for each other. You know, it's a winter evening, but hey, I'm sending this out to Big Legs. I got to send this one out to you. That, you know, talk to you soon, everybody. Stay safe. Keep going. Peace.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club. In the club. In the club. Looking for my.
In the club, in the club, in the
Peace.